It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me, of course, is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Happy New Year, Elise.
Happy New Year to you. We made another year. Isn't that a good reason to celebrate
exactly.
Right off the bat?
Yeah, I think so. And I love what you said as we were coming in, because we're both feeling kind of mellow today. It's partly the weather, but also, you know, you wind down. It takes a while to wind back up.
I think part of us doesn't really want to wind back
up. Right.
I'm just taking a little bit more time to smell the roses.
That's good.
And that's a great, you know, I'm sure everybody made New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. But that's really a good one, is to take the time to stop, smell the rose. Don't just run by and say, I'll get to it later. Mm-hmm. Take 10 seconds. It doesn't take long. Take 5. But you owe it to yourself and, you know, see what's real besides your phone and your email.
Right.
and look around, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things to do in the world. And that's really a lot of people have that as a resolution. I want to travel. I want to see more. I want to do more things.
You know, my parents taught me, never put off for tomorrow what you can do today. And a lot of people say, oh, when I retire, we're going to do this, that, the other. And you know what? That sometimes, unfortunately, the plan doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Or even with younger people. Oh, we're going to do that in 2 or 3 years. And then something happens that doesn't allow you, for whatever reason, to do that.
Right.
So, you know, travel is something so special. You could go to school and study for years, and you could take one trip and learn more than the years of study because of the experience that you had.
Right, right.
And, you know, there's ways to put off, say, oh, it's too much money, I don't have that money. Well, you're never going to have enough, and you're never going to do that. So don't look at the lump sum. You can plan 2 years, 3 years from now.
Mm-hmm, right.
And pay it off like a car loan. You have a car, and no, you can't afford to buy the car for $35,000 or $20,000.
Sure.
But you can afford the monthly payments. Do the same thing with travel.
I love that idea. It's great.
You know, I did hear something over the holidays that people want their employees, a lot of vacations are not taken.
I know.
And people think, well, if I don't take vacation, it shows I'm dedicated. But on the contrary, the CEOs want you to take the vacation because you're so much more productive when you come back.
Right.
Because you've had time to chill, to go, to travel, to experience, and you come back a happier and a better person. So just remember that you can travel, and maybe it's not tomorrow, maybe it's not, you know, the end of the year, but do a layaway. Make it like a car payment. Just make it a priority and you will be able to travel.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
I am.
making that first step then and reaching out to a travel agent such as Elise. Elise works with the TravelWise, and you can send her an email at any time, ksro@travelwise.net. ksro@travelwise.net, and figure out what kind of trip is right for you. Like, maybe you've heard from your friends, oh, you should do this, oh, we had this great time, but maybe that's not what you like.
It's like ice cream. Everybody likes ice cream, but someone likes chocolate, someone right. likes vanilla, someone likes peanut butter, you know.
Daiquiri ice is mine.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, just because it, yes, travel is travel broad, but mm-hmm. not every vacation. I just got an email from someone who said, I suggested a beach destination. She says, we don't like to go to the beach. So there you go.
Right.
So they're into more hiking and more mm-hmm. up into the elevations and that kind of thing. And it doesn't mean that hers is wrong and that someone else's is right. It's mm-hmm. just different.
Right.
And so if anything I can stress on a New Year's resolution is just say that you're going to travel and you're going to consult a travel agent. You do yourself such a justice by doing that. You get so much more, and sometimes at a lower price,
mm-hmm.
and you get extra special add-ons. So why would you not?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I never understand why people don't go to a travel agent. They think we cost more. they think that we're going to push them to something where we get brownie points for. And no, you, if you're happy on your trip, you're going to come back to us and you're going to refer your friends.
Right.
And that's how our business works, because whether you book it or we book it, we get compensated through the cruise line or the tour company, the hotel. Mm-hmm. And then you get extra added value. So why would you book it yourself? Because you think you did it? Okay, you booked it. Woohoo. Right. But you don't get any special treatment.
Exactly.
And if you don't want special treatment, then book it online.
Right, right.
You know, it's just simple.
Yeah. So. But there are so many different kinds of trips that you can take. And I have been very lucky. I started traveling when I was about 12 years old. I had a friend who lived in Wales, and I took 3 weeks to go to England and Wales when I was 12 years old.
Oh,
it was so amazing. Oh, my God. It was transformative, really, to see the world different than what I had been used to. And if you get a chance to go outside of your comfort zone, go to someplace where you are not the norm, the majority, it is very, very interesting, and it changes your worldview. And so I suggest doing those kinds of trips. A solo trip is one of those trips that is really important, I think, for people to take on your own. Go someplace on your own.
It's you know, it makes you a stronger person. I just recently went to Thailand, and I went by myself. And here it is. It's a long way away.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit, you know, you're concerned. Do I have everything in line?
Sure.
You know, what happens to me? Now, all these things go through your head. But you realize you don't depend on anyone else but yourself.
Right.
And that makes you stronger, and you know that you can handle it and you can do it. So you come back with a sense of security on who you are, what you're worth, what's inside. You're not clinging to someone else and asking them to do it. It's not like you can say, watch my bags while I go to the ladies' room. It doesn't happen.
Right, right.
You know, and it's it's not, and it's really a learning I learn every time I travel. But traveling solo gets to clear your mind and builds your confidence in who you are.
Right.
And makes you a better person, I think.
One thing that I really liked about traveling solo, and I've done it many times, is you don't have to compromise.
Yes, that's very true.
If you go with someone and they're like, oh, I'm really into museums, and you're like, I want to go to the nightclubs, you don't have to compromise.
Right.
You can say, well, you know, I'm not going to museums because I don't want
to. And then you end up talking to people, you know, that maybe you wouldn't talk to because you're by yourself. And you sit down and you're talking to someone and they're reading a book and you're going, I read that book. That was a great book. And you build up a conversation.
Yeah.
And here you are. You're talking to this person from another country, usually. And you see how alike and how unlike you are at the same time. But you still communicate on this level that is universal.
Right. And I really like the memories, too, because they're mine. Like when you create a trip and you go out on your own, all those memories are very special because they're yours alone. They're you can talk to other people about them, but it really feels special to have just that memory of that thing that you did on your own. It's great.
I know there's, I have a lot of women who, especially who travel, either the spouse or the significant other doesn't want to travel, or they're deceased, or they never got married, or don't have someone in their life, and they're concerned. They're saying, I want to travel with others. But you know what? It's okay to travel by yourself.
Yep.
And then maybe you join a group where there's other people who are solo travelers. And, you know, it's good because certain things will be taken care of and you won't feel like you're completely alone.
Yeah.
But it does help. And I'm not saying you have to compromise your style of living either and who you are. It's just, it's, how do I say, it's your core building in a different format.
Exactly, right. I like that idea. Now, what about last minute travel? Can you help people who say, you know what, I have this resolution and I'm not going to wait and I'm going to go now. But how do you book things last minute?
Well, you can book things. I had people ask me over the holidays, we want to go away, but their pricing was a little unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't get a bargain special right around holidays.
Right.
But, you know, you can do things last minute. And sometimes you find out from work, oh, you know, we're closing for 2 weeks because we're remodeling, you know. So it's like, oh, gee, I have 2 weeks off. And, you know, you can do things last minute, especially when, you know, you've gotten emails, like we get emails, you know, we have space on this,
and
we have space on that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things, you know, will become available that normally wouldn't be.
That's nice.
And they want to fill that space.
And that would be something that a person wouldn't know, but you get access to these emails
Absolutely.
All the time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you know, also when you look online, it says only two rooms left or two spots. That's a bunch of baloney. Just want to tell you that. It's a way to make you pull the trigger.
Right.
So please don't fall for it. You know, it's just like giving out your social security number.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't
fall for that when they say two rooms left at this price, because it's not true.
Right.
You clear your cookies, you go back in, and the same thing comes
right.
up.
What about sort of what a lot of people think about in the new year of, I need to sort of cut my attachment, my addiction to my cell phone, to my iPhone, to my laptop, to all these things. What about taking a break from digital world on a vacation, on a trip?
I think it's awesome to do that. I just did that around the holidays. You know, we need to remember that we're people and we need to talk to people,
mm-hmm.
look them in the eyes, talk to them, not just look at a phone. Don't check your emails. The world's not going to fall apart. I swear it's not going to fall apart if you don't answer your email in 2 seconds or your text right away. Unplug, because while you're looking at your phone, you could miss the most beautiful, maybe opportunity to meet someone new, especially if you're single. You're looking at your phone instead of looking around and saying, oh, wow, who's that over there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I should mosey over there. You know, you miss so much opportunities. What I feel sorry for is the families that go on a car trip and they got the video playing. Okay, there's a time and a place. And I know if you're on a 10-hour trip, yeah, you'll throw in a 2-hour movie. But what about looking out the window?
Right.
All those children are going to be compromised as adults. I completely believe it. I see 2-year-olds with phones. What about real stuff? Get Legos. Get building blocks. Go
sure.
play in the mud.
Build
mud houses.
Or those wonderful
know?
Car trip games, you know, like
yeah.
the alphabet game. Or
yeah, name the states. What ends in A? And you have to keep naming A. And A is a bad one, by the way. But, you know, we stop with the TV, the computers, just even for a day or two. Start with a day.
Right.
Start with a half a day.
I'm talking with Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. If you want to reach out to her, if you've made a resolution or you just decide now's the time, I really want to go ahead and plan that trip, reach out to her. Send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net. We'll be right back. This is KSRO.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. It's Travel Tuesdays on KSRO with Elise Corey of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey of TravelWise. You can reach out to her anytime via email. Send an email to ksro@travelwise.net. That's ksro@travelwise.net. My sister, a few years ago, she took a trip to Ireland and Scotland with their sweetie. And our family is actually from Scotland. That's where we came. We were there and then came over to the U.S. from Scotland. So she knew, like, with family name, and my dad had done some research before she went. So we said, okay, this is the there's a house actually that has our family names on it. She's like, what? So she went over there. Oh, she found the house. She took pictures. She's got pictures of herself there. I mean, how incredible, hundreds of years ago that we were there. Our family was there, and my sister got to go back to that.
Yeah.
God, the ancestry trips. Can you help people plan those?
Absolutely. That's one of the things, you know, we do that. People come to me and say, hey, I want to see where my, you know, my parents came from, my grandparents came from. And how enriching is that? To know there really was a you before that. You come from a longer line. I have a friend who says he can trace his family back to the War of 1812.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's amazing. Wow. And it's like, so the ancestry trip, go see where your ancestors came from. Go learn. And one of the things that we were just talking about is when you travel, something you can't get by looking at a video, you can't get the smell.
Mm-hmm. Right. And or the flavors.
Or the flavors of an area by looking at it online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the sounds that you hear and just even, you know, bugs buzzing, it's different. So remember, you should do that, you know.
Yeah,
Ancestry,
so
if you want to, if you have an idea you want to go, we set up something that's just catered to what you want to do.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to go with a group unless you want the whole family to do it.
Sure.
So there's different ways to.
Oh, that's so exciting. And also to see that place where your family came from. I mean, there's nothing like it to be able to see that. It just enriches your life, I think. So let's also talk about homestays, because I've done some of those sort of, I've done exchanges,
mm-hmm.
but staying with a family or staying in, maybe exchanging homes with someone, really gives you a chance to get to know a spot quick, you know, more in depth than doing a cruise or something like that.
Yeah. I have a friend who used to do that forever. They'd have their house in San Rafael. And they'd exchange it. They did it with this French family all the time. You know, I think it was every July they'd swap homes.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And you know, when you're swapping homes, they're going to take good care of your home.
Right, yeah.
And I don't just mean like doing like an Airbnb or something, because mm-hmm. that to me, I have personal issues with doing that. I don't feel it's safe mm-hmm. in the long run. But swapping a home and getting to know the local bakery, the local fruit person, you know, because then you really get to know that area. And even when you do travel somewhere, you know, rent a car, rent a moped, even don't do it all on your own. You miss so much by doing it that way, but take a day trip
mm-hmm.
or go do a hike in the area.
Nice.
Go where the locals
right,
hike.
Yeah.
Go to the local swimming, you know, you go up to the top and there's this lake and you can go swimming. Do it. I mean, what are you waiting for? I mean, it's like the outdoors is calling and beckoning, and it's like you can't say, no, I'm not going to travel. I like my little house.
Right.
You know, what's outside the front door? You know?
I like it. What about volunteering on a trip? Do you help people do that?
Yeah. You know, I actually have a friend who goes and he does do a lot of volunteering. There's great opportunities, whether you work at a like a women's clinic where mm-hmm. you help them weave so that they can sell their products mm-hmm. elsewhere, or the person that I know, he studies the migration of either pink dolphins or rhinoceros, or
mm-hmm.
And sometimes he gets really scientific. He's studying, like, maybe one is deceased, so he'll really get into seeing why that died and mm-hmm. and things like that. But when you volunteer, and I do this all the time, I help nonprofits, I always give back. You feel good. You actually like who you are, because it's not all about me, and I.
Right.
It's all about doing something for someone else.
And those connections, too, that you make by, you know, joining other people to volunteer to make something better wherever you've decided to travel. Gosh, that's great.
You're connected forever.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-time trip. You're connected because your passions are similar and you want to help and you want to do something, whether it's, you know, saving trees or the water or animals or something like that. You know, it's just you're always connected. That's something that is just so dear to your soul and your heart, and you need to follow up on that. So there are companies that do volunteering, and it's becoming more and more predominant. A lot of even high-end companies are getting doing that more often.
Okay, great.
So just you have to let me know, because not every company is really giving the monies where they should be. So be careful.
Sure.
That's why, you know, why not use the advice of a travel agent who knows the companies that will help, and really the money's going to the right place.
Right, right. So reaching out to Elise is always a great idea. Her email is ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. I think I caught my travel bug from my grandparents. Both sets on either side love to travel. My grandfather did, basically he visited all the United States. He and his RV were inseparable. He and my grandma went out.
It's a great way to go.
Yeah. And my other, my maternal grandmother, she traveled the world and would send me little coins. And so I loved having these little foreign coins. It was so exciting when I was little.
You know, it is. You collect something. I used to collect coffee mugs for folks and bring them back for wherever I went to. and now one of the things I do, my son is a drummer. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I pick up some kind of drumming, either a hand drum, maracas, some kind of, he's got a collection from everywhere.
And
he's
so
got
cool.
shelves filled of different, from different countries. And because he's passionate, he's used them when he's played out too, which is sort of exciting. But whatever it is that you like that makes you think of someone, that's what you do.
Oh, that's great. That is great. But taking that U.S. road trip kind of a thing, can you help people plan
Absolutely.
A trip? Do you do that?
Yeah, I do that, not as much as if you're looking at doing campground after campground, because
sure.
that's not something that we really get compensated from the companies. But we do hotels. We have suggestions. Mm-hmm. There are some activity trips if you have a short amount of time, let's say 5 or 6 days, but you want to see a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of active travel companies
that
will do either kayaking or biking or hiking or walking around, and you can do, they have family trips, you can take the whole family.
Oh, neat.
So within a week you get to see a lot more because it's guided. They know where to go, they're taking you off the beaten track.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to plan that yourself, I know you would miss out on something.
Right. So. And a lot of different publications like Condé Nast and other travel magazines recommend river cruises. Why are river cruises so popular, Elise?
Smaller amount of people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's cruise lines that have mega people, and it's like going to a Las Vegas resort, except you're on the water.
Right.
And they sometimes can't get into the small ports because they're so large. And
right.
that works for people who like a resort setting. But the riverboat cruises are small, intimate, and you're right in the town.
Right.
And your food's paid for. Usually your wine and your beer, your soft drinks are paid for. And it's slow. So it's like you're walking. You're not going past everything
right.
so fast. You get to smell, you get to touch, and you go into these small towns. And in the small towns, you get to meet the locals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're great. And you can do river cruises. My mom did a Mississippi cruise. She said it was so fantastic.
That's becoming so popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's very popular. But one of the things you just reminded me is when you do travel, take travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some, I don't want to mention names, but there's been about 3 different companies who had Antarctica. They canceled last minute.
Goodness.
There's some issues going on.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't take travel insurance away from the company separate,
right.
you might be Ooh. Out some money. And river cruises are not inexpensive.
Right.
They do have some great promotions that if you pay in advance, a year in advance, and pay it all off, that you get a low rate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes including airfare. But there is a difference. They're all not the TV commercials that you see.
Sure.
There's a lot of other companies that might be better for your family travel. I just read about one of our luxury riverboat cruises that is doing a millennium-style river cruise. So you're going to have a younger demographics on board.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So you think of a river cruise, you're thinking of 60, 70, 80 and above. But this one is going to, and that's not all river cruises. Some of them are in 40s, 30s,
sure.
40s, 50s, but the millennial one,
huh.
that's going to be like a high-end party style
yeah.
of River Cruise, which is going to be awesome. If you want to learn more, you know, you can also always call me. It's 935-WISE, W-I-Z-E, or 935-9493. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have me here as your helper and planner. Don't just push a button. Talk to me. I'm not going to bite. I'm not going to charge you. I'm not going to ask you for your credit card right away. Right. Just let's talk. Let's see if I can help you and your friends and give back to your, you know, your nonprofit that you want.
That's great.
I mean, you're missing out on an opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Reach out to Elise with her experience and her association with Virtuoso. Really, the kinds of things that you're able to do with Elise, you would not be able to do on your own. So be sure to give her a call, 935-WISE, or send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net.
So your New Year's resolution, don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today.
Exactly.
Okay, so remember that. Even if it's a long way, next New Year's Eve, you don't want to be alone again. Come with me on a cruise.
There you go. This is Travel Tuesdays on KSRO.